the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Rise and Shine. Inshallah Azawajal, we've got a lot of things that we need to show you today, Inshallah Azawajal, especially the new kalam that has come out, MashaAllah, Qasida Burda Sharif. And the beauty of that, I was listening to it last night, the beauty of that it is in three languages. Urdu, English and Arabic. Qasida Burda is in Arabic itself, but it's got the translation in English and in Urdu. MashaAllah, so a beautiful kalam read by Rukne Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Attari, and also Junaid Sheikh Bhai. Inshallah, so during the program, we're also going to be discussing a very important topic. Well, every program that we have, we also talk about a very important topic so that we can learn as well. Start the morning with the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal and also some knowledge of the deen as well. As the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has said, learn knowledge from cradle to grave. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are given these opportunities again and again in our life so that we can learn. So please stay tuned with us. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to go through the topic, some of the beautiful packages, and also the new kalam at the end as well, inshallah. And always, whenever we start the program, we always start with the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. So, inshallah, let's listen to the beautiful, glorious Quran. Sallu ala al Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytane mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين
پھر اس کے بعد تم پھر گئے تو اگر اللہ کا فضل اور اس کی رحمت تم پر نہ ہوتی تو تم ٹوٹے یعنی نقصان والوں میں ہو جاتے
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْ مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلَّا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ فَجَعَلَّاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ
اور بے شک ضرور تمہیں معلوم ہے تم میں کہ وہ جنہوں نے ہفتہ میں سرکشی کی تو ہم نے ان سے فرمایا کہ ہو جاؤ بندر دھتکارے ہوئے تو ہم نے اس بستی کا یہ واقعہ اس کے آگے اور پیچھے والوں کے لیے عبرت کر دیا اور پرہیزگاروں کے لیے نصیحت
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين
اور جب موسیٰ نے اپنی قوم سے فرمایا خدا تمہیں حکم دیتا ہے کہ ایک گائے ذبح کرو بولے کہ آپ ہمیں مسخرہ بناتے ہیں فرمایا خدا کی پناہ کہ میں جاہلوں سے ہوں
قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بكر عوان بين ذلك فافعلوا ما تؤمرون
بولے اپنے رب سے دعا کیجئے کہ وہ ہمیں بتا دے گائے کیسی ہے؟ کہا وہ فرماتا ہے کہ وہ ایک گائے ہے، نہ بوڑھی اور نہ اوسر یعنی بچیا، بلکہ ان دونوں کے بیچ میں، تو کرو جس کا تمہیں حکم ہوتا ہے۔
قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ فَاقِعٌ لَوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ
بولے اپنے رب سے دعا کیجئے، ہمیں بتا دے اس کا رنگ کیا ہے؟ کہا وہ فرماتا ہے وہ ایک پیلی گائے ہے جس کی رنگت ڈہ ڈہاتی یعنی گہری چمکدار دیکھنے والوں کو خوشی دیتی۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
ماشاءاللہ عزوجل، ویری بیوٹیفل تلاوت آف دا گلوریس قرآن۔ مائی ڈیئر اسلام برادرز، میک یور ہیبٹ، وین ایور وی ویک اپ ان دا مارننگ، دا فرسٹ تھنگ وی شوڈ ڈو از دا تلاوت آف دا قرآن۔ اینڈ سو مینی پیپل دار الحمد للہ عزوجل، آئی نو ماشاء اللہ عزوجل، ایوری مارننگ دے ول ڈو دا تلاوت آف دا قرآن، دے ول ریڈ دا سیرت، دا کمنٹری آف دا قرآن، سراط الجنان۔ ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ دیٹ وی لرن دا قرآن، وی ریڈ دا قرآن، وی گین بلیسنگ فرام دا قرآن۔ دا قرآن از اے سورس آف شفا، دا قرآن از اے سورس آف گائیڈنس، اینڈ دا قرآن از اے سورس آف بلیسنگس فار اس۔ سو پلیز میک اٹ یور ہیبٹ ٹو ریسائٹ دا قرآن، اینڈ ان شاء اللہ عزوجل یو ول سی دا بلیسنگس ان یور لائف and as well in your home as well. After the tilawat of the Quran, we have the kalam of the day. So inshallah, let's go towards the kalam. But remember, when you listen to these kalams, try to listen to them attentively because they have a message inside them. And one of the messages of having these kalam is to build the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts as well. So let's listen to the kalam of today as well. Sallu ala al-habib صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد۔
کیا ہی ذوق افزا شفاعت تمہاری ہوا قرض لیتی ہے گناہ پر مجھے کیا کم ہے سمجھا کیا ہے کیا ہی سوف سا شفا سناتے جائیں گے آپ روتے جائیں گے ہم کو ہنساتے جائیں گے دل نکل جانے کی جاوے آہا کن آنکھوں سے وہ ہم سے پیاسوں کے لیے دریا بہاتے جائیں گے کیا ذوق افزا شفا
کتنے ہی اور کیسے ہی ہے
نسیم فیض سے خون روتے آئیں گے ہم مسکراتے جائیں گے ہاں چلو غسرت مسیحوں صفی سبھی سے کہیں کہیں بھی بنی یہ بے خبری یہ خلق پھری کہاں سے کہاں تمہارے لیے جنا میں چمن چمن میں سمن سمن میں بھبن بھبن میں دلہن سزائے میہن بے ایسے منن یہ امن و امان تمہارے لیے عطائے عرب جلائے کرب عطائے عرب جلائے کرب فیوز عجب بغیر طلب یہ رحمت رب ہے کس کے سبب پر رب جہاں تمہارے جائیں گے کچھ خبر بھی ہے فقیروں کچھ خبر بھی ہے فقیروں کچھ خبر بھی ہے فقیروں آج وہ دن ہے کہ وہ نعمت خلد اپنے صدقے میں لٹاتے جائیں گے استادوں بس ان کے آنے ہی کی دیر ہے گر کر سجدے میں تم کو اٹھاتے جائیں گے وسعتیں دی گئے خدا نے دامن محبوب کو جرم کھلتے جائیں گے اور وہ چھپاتے جائیں گے بجلی گراتے جائیں گے کیا ذوق افزا شفاعت ہے تمہاری
ماشاءاللہ عزوجل ویری بیوٹیفل کلام اینڈ دس کلام ٹو بی آنیسٹ ود یو اٹ گوز ود آور ٹاپک ٹوڈے ایز ویل اینڈ بیفور آئی گو اینڈ ٹیل یو واٹ دا ٹاپک از اباؤٹ I want to read out a very beautiful story in front of you. And this is not just a story. It's something that we can learn and we can change our lives for the better. This story has been mentioned in one of the newspapers in Pakistan. And also Amir Ahle Sunnat even wrote a booklet on the same story as well. Let me read the story and I'll tell you what the topic for today is about. It's reported that a person, he narrates himself that I went to the city of the saints in Multan Sharif to visit the glorious shrine of Sayyiduna Bahaul Haq Zakariya Multani Rahmatullah Alayhi and to say my salam. After offering Fatiha while I was coming out, I saw someone who was busy with his dua. I stopped and stood still. The person was tall, but physically he was quite thin. And from his face, he looked very sad. The reason why I stood still was that he had a small container hanging from his neck which had water in it and he had his right hand fingers dipped inside it. When I looked at his face properly, it seemed as if I knew that person. So I waited for him to finish. After he finished the Fatiha, I went up to him and I gave him salam and I asked him that, who are you? And he replied, started looking at my face curiously. And he says that I am from a place where he didn't mention the city name. And he says that I have a story. He says that I have a story that I want to share with you because I thought I know this person. So now this person that who was making Fatiha at the Mazar of Sayyidina Zakariya Multani Rahmatullah Ali, he says that now he tells his story. I have a small grocery shop. Once a beggar came to my shop and asked for some money. I took out a coin and placed it in his palm. He went away, and whilst going, he prayed for me. The next day he came again, and after getting the coin, he went away. He started coming regularly every day, and I gave him something each time he came. Sometimes he would sit in my shop for a little while and tell me his sad stories. After listening to his sad stories, I would feel sorry for him. As this went on, we became very close friends. The days kept on passing until one day I felt that something wasn't right because I have not seen that person for a few days, which was very unusual. He says, I had a feeling that the poor man might be sick because he never skipped any of the days. I had not seen his house, but I knew that he lived alone in a hut in a deserted area outside the city. After searching for him, I was able to find his hut. When I entered the hut, there was old remains scattered around. On one side, there were some old and broken utensils. He was lying on a broken bed. He was very sick, and it seemed that he would not be able to regain his health again. I said salam to him, and I stood by his bedside. He opened his eyes and he looked at me. In his eyes, there was a sign of happiness when he saw me. He signaled to me to sit by my side. I sat down. With a lot of difficulty, he started to speak, and in a very soft voice, he said, Brother, forgive me. I have done a lot of fraud with you. I asked him surprisingly, What fraud have you done? He says, All those sad stories which I told you about myself, they were all made up. And I have been making up such stories in front of other people also, so that they give me some money. Now, because there seems to be no chance of my survival, I will tell you the truth. I was born in a middle-class family, got married, and I even had children. Due to being lazy, I did not feel like working and got addicted to the bad habits of begging. My wife was very much against this, and we used to quarrel because of this. Slowly, slowly, the children started to grow old. I got them highly educated and they were very lucky with their fate and got some good jobs. Now even they started getting annoyed with me. They wanted me to stop begging, but I was enjoying it so much that I could not give it up. I was in love with money and I did not want to leave it, which I earned so easily. Finally, the situation got so bad that I left my wife and children and came to this deserted place to live here alone in the hut. After saying this, he pointed towards one corner of the hut where some rubbish was kept. He asked me to move that rubbish to one side and open one of the four sacks that were kept under there. I did exactly as I was told. As soon as I opened the sack, I could not believe my eyes. The sacks was full of money. Now that beggar seemed very mysterious to me. He said, All of these sacks are full of money. My brother, I trust you, and this is why I told you this secret. Now you will have to act according to my will. You will, won't you? I told him that I would. He said, I have loved this money a lot. Because of this money, I left my wonderful home. I never did anything good. I never wore good clothes. I kept on satisfying myself by looking at this money again and again. He then stopped for a while and then said, Bring me a bundle of my lovely money so that I can kiss it. I took some notes out of the sack and gave them to him. There was a glitter in his eyes as he took the bundles from my hand and put them on his chest and started kissing the notes one by one. He kissed one bundle and placed it on his eyes. He then said, My will is a special one. And you will have to fulfill it. All this money is my lifetime saving. And my will is that when I die, you will have to bury these notes with me. I promised him that I would. He was kissing the bundle as if there was nothing else better than this. Suddenly, a strange sound came out from his mouth. I got scared and started shaking with fear. The hand in which he was holding the notes was now hanging by his side. The notes had fallen onto the ground and his head turned on one side and he was dead. I quickly gathered all the notes that were on his chest and on the ground and put them back into the sack. I tied a knot on the opening of the sack. After this, I put them back and put the rubbish back onto the sacks as before. With the help of some trustworthy people, I buried him. Somehow, I managed to dig a huge grave and bury the sacks along with him. After some time, my business started declining and things got so bad that I fell into debt. My debtors made it very difficult for me and there was no way in which I could pay them back. Suddenly, one day I remembered my old friend, the mysterious beggar. I felt so foolish that I had buried all that money with him according to his will. Obviously, that money could not benefit him in the grave. Had I kept it with me, then today I would not have seen this day and I would have been a rich person. The devil started giving me more deceiving ideas, as if it's not too late. The money must still be there in the grave. I had not told anyone about this secret yet, although all I thought was that I buried the sacks, so they must still be there. The idea sounded very good to me, and I decided no matter what would happen, I would get those sacks out. One night, I took tools to dig the grave and went to the graveyard. I was standing near his grave. There was a horrifying silence all around me. My heart was beating very fast due to some uncertain fear, and I was soaking with my own sweat. Finally, after gathering some courage, I started digging his grave. After two or three strokes, I started feeling better. After a little hard work, I managed to dig a hole in the grave. All I had to do was to put my hand inside the grave. But again, I started losing courage. My whole body started shivering due to fear. Different horrifying thoughts started coming to my mind. Something within me was telling me, go back, and stopping me from destroying myself by taking this money. Finally, greed overcame me, and the vision of being rich again boosted my morale and encouraged me by telling me that I just needed a little more courage. I am very close to my destination. The quest for money made me forget the consequences of this, and I put my right hand in the grave through the hole. I was searching for the sack when my hand reached something hot. Because of pain and fear, I screamed, and my scream got lost in the horrifying silence of the graveyard. I removed my hand from the grave and ran as fast as I could. My hand was badly burnt and I could feel the pain. I wept and begged for forgiveness to Allah Azza wa Jal, but the pain of my hand was still there. Until now, I have shown my hand to many doctors and to herbal doctors, but the burn on my hand is still the same. I only feel a little relieved when I put my fingers in water. Therefore, I try to keep my hand in the water as much as I can. After listening to this horrifying story, my heart became disgusted with the world. I started hating the worldly power and of money, and I remembered the following verse from the Holy Quran, Surah 102, ayat number 1 and 2. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions in the glorious Quran, Al-haakum at-takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. Piling of more wealth has kept you heedless till you saw your grave. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this is the topic we want to talk about today. Love of the world. Love of the world is something that as humans, naturally a person is more inclined towards the world because we live here. But we need to keep ourselves away from the love of this world and the love of the wealth. Now, so let me just define to you what the scholars, they say. What does it mean by love of this world? Love of this world does not mean that we don't go to work. Love of the world does not mean that we try to earn our halal income. That is not love of the world. That is also your deen, because it is the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to earn a halal income for you and for your family, so that we don't beg in front of people. Let me mention another verse of the glorious Quran, Surah Fatir, verse number 5. O mankind, surely the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal is true. Therefore, not the life of this world deceive you, and let not the arch deceiver deceive you in the respect of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal has clearly stated and mentioned in the world that the shaitan will deceive you. The shaitan will come to you in many forms. And this is why we see people today that sadly they're so away from the deen. Every day, all we think about, all we daydream is to become the richest man in the world. All we do is to how to increase my business. How can I get more money? Halmi mazid, halmi mazid. I want more, I want more. Yet, my dear Islam brothers, what have we prepared for the hereafter? The better person is the one who has a good job in this world, who earns his halal income, yet he thinks about the hereafter as well. He doesn't work 24 hours, as they say, 24/7 for the wealth of this world. He works to have a good life in this world, yet he works hard to have a better life in the hereafter. Today, you know, we all have a thought and a goal in our minds, and that goal is the same for many of us. We all want to be rich. We all daydream. We all go through magazines. We all go through social media to find out how I can become rich. Now, I'm going to include myself as well, because, you know, I live in the world as well, and I need to talk to myself as well that the life of this world is deceiving. We want a bigger house. We want a good car. We want good clothes. We want to have good friends, those friends that will come and chill out with us. But my dear Islam brothers, we need to understand that the life of this world is only deceiving us and taking us away from the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our lives today are taken over. Who? By who? By the shaitan, whatever he whispers to us. You see people working, you know, 7 hours, 8 hours, 12 hours. Yeah, when they come back from work, they've got another part-time job. When they come back from that job, they've only got a few hours to sleep. There's no family time. There's no time for ibadah. There's no personal time. Otherwise, so all this what happens is we always constantly are striving towards this goal of becoming rich. Let me just give you this beautiful reminder, and then we'll continue with our story. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Many respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we will listen a fascinating account of a Sahabi Rasul رضي الله تعالى عنه إن شاء الله عز وجل. حضرت سيدنا أبو أسيب رضي الله تعالى عنه says that one night Prophet of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم came out of his house and called me. I went in the blessed court of my master, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, asked me, let's go. We passed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala, and he was also asked to join. We then passed by the leader of Muslims, Sayyidina Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala, and he, radiallahu ta'ala, and joined us too. We kept walking until we entered in the garden of one Ansari. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to the owner of that garden to serve with half ripe dates. The Ansari companion radiallahu anhu presented a bunch of dates. My beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and companions alayhim ridwan ate them together. Subhanallah. How fortunate were those Sahaba Ikram who had the company of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After that, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked for water, drank it, and then said, on the day of judgment, you will surely be questioned about the blessings of the day. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Usayb radiallahu ta'ala says that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala and smashed a bunch of dates on the ground and dates dispersed in front of Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then asked, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, will we be asked about this too on the day of judgment? It was replied, yes, except three. Piece of bread which removes hunger, that cloth which covers sitr of the body, and that house which protects from hot and cold weather. Other than these three, one will be questioned about each and every blessing. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we have got so many blessings other than these three mentioned. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has showered many blessings upon us. Alhamdulillah, myself, yourself, and there are many in the world. They are really fortunate enough in many, many, many ways. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has showered His blessings upon us. We need to value them. We should respect and appreciate the favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The blessings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But unfortunately, we waste a lot of water, which is a great blessing of Allah. When we are doing wudu, when we are washing our car, or maybe we are washing plates, we waste a lot of water. It's a great blessing of Allah. If you want to know the value of this, you should ask those areas where the people don't have clean water to drink. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, if you want to know the value of this water, which we do not appreciate, ask its value from those areas where animals and human beings drink water from the same pond. Allahu Akbar. Today we waste a lot of food. When we are eating at home, half plate is eaten and the rest is there. If you want to know the value of this food, then ask those areas where people they eat leftover. They don't have food to eat. They even eat once a day or twice a day. If Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us food, we should appreciate the blessing of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Dear respected viewers, today Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us health. We need to appreciate this. We can see, we can hear, we can talk, we can walk. All body parts are all fine. If you really want to know the blessings and you really want to appreciate the blessings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, you want to know its qadr and value, then go to hospital, then you will know how fortunate we are, Alhamdulillah. So this is a message, because on the day of judgment, each and everything will be questioned. We have to give answer to that. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq to appreciate the blessings and favors which are upon me and to all of us. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. A very important message that we learn from Mubalighe Dawat-e-Islami, and it's very, very important. If you've just joined us, you are watching our program Rise and Shine. I'm in place of Khalid Bhai today, who's away doing Madani work, mashallah, azawajal, in Glasgow. So please bear with me. And we've got a very beautiful topic that we're talking about. And we've also got the Kalam of the day as well. It's a new Kalam, it's a Qasida Burda Sharif, mashallah. You've heard it many times, it's in Arabic. But this Qasida Burda Sharif, mashallah, azawajal, read by the Naat Khans of Dawat-e-Islami, it's in three languages. It's in Arabic and it's also translated into English and into Urdu. Very beautiful Qasida, subhanallah. To be honest with you, I listened to that Qasida before I went to sleep. And it was such an amazing one that I requested the brothers that if we can listen to this. And I promise you, inshallah azawajal, you will enjoy this Qasida Burda Sharif. Inshallah azawajal, when it's the correct time, we listen to the Qasida Burda Sharif. Also, we have some segments during the time as well, some reminders as well. Viewers of Madani channel, there are so many reminders that Allah azawajal has given us in the glorious Quran. Allah azawajal, He reminds the Muslims in Surah Munafiqun, O you who believe, do not let your wealth or your children distract you from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who do so are the losers. Now we mentioned about love of the world. You know how a person can have love of this world and he would not even realize that he has the love of this world. Just imagine you go to the masjid, or someone is asking you for some money. There's a beggar and you want to give him something. Or you go to the masjid and you want to put it into the donation box. Now, to have this experiment, now, next time when you give money, just ask yourself, am I giving the money for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal? Or have I given that money because I've got so much love? Now, what happens is, you open up your wallet, you go through all your notes, and the note that is the most crunched up one, you know, the soggy note, the crunched up note, that will come out of your purse and that will go into the donation box or will go into someone's hand. Now that proves that we have love of the world in our hand, in our hearts. Why? Because why could I not take the new crunchy note and give that in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal? And then when it comes to giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, why am I giving the least amount of money? The least amount of money. Now remember, it doesn't matter even if you give a penny in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, if he's been accepted, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be rewarded. And on the other side, if a person, he gives £1,000,000 in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, but he doesn't have the right intention or the correct intention, then what will happen? That money will be no use to that person. And the love of this world, there's a very famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, two hungry wolves, if let loose amongst a flock of sheep, cause less harm than a man's eagerness to increase his money and his prestige. Meaning that the love of this world causes more harm to one's iman than two wolves would do to a pack of sheep. That's how important it is that we keep ourselves away from the love of the world. Yes, we need to live in this world. Yes, we need to survive in this world. But our living in this world is not our mission. It's a need. It's a need. It's not our maqsad. It's not our duty. Our duty has been defined by Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran that I have created humans and jinns for my worship. That is why we are here in this world. Now what happens? We wake up in the morning, we go to work, we come back from work, we watch a bit of a telly, we spend some time with our family, we might have, you know, at the moment we're in a lockdown again, and what will happen is we'll just go to sleep, and that routine is going to continue 7 days of my life. Where's the time for ibadah? Have you read the Quran? Have you read your salah properly? And I also mentioned, you know, love of this world is that even when we go for salah, yeah, it's just people who offer their 5 times namaz, 5 waqta namazi. Even that person, you ask him how many rakats there are for Isha. Yeah, he will say 17. There are 17. You know, abstara rakata na Isha was there. If there are 17 rakats for Isha, did you offer your 4 sunnats before your farais? No, you didn't. Did you offer your 2 nafal after the 2 sunnats? No, you didn't. Did you offer your 2 nafal after the witr? No, you didn't. Now you ask yourself, is that not the love of this world? Because you just want to get out of the masjid. You just want to be away from the masjid and get out. Why? Because your friends are waiting for you. Because your job is waiting for you. We don't even have time to do our ibadat properly. Listen to this verse of the glorious Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal is talking about those people who just work for the world, just to have a good life in this world, just to have a good fun in this world. Yeah, I just want money, I want fame, I want everything. But what about the hereafter? He doesn't even think about that. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا نُوَفِّي إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ. Whosoever desires the life of this world and its adornment, we will give them the full reward therein, and we will not cause any reduction in it. So if you want the world, you'll get the world. You'll get everything in the world. And then Allah Ta'ala, He mentioned in the next verse, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارِ وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. There are the ones for whom there is nothing in the hereafter. These are the ones, which people? The ones that we mentioned before, that those who want everything in this world. Allah Ta'ala, He says, these are the ones for whom there is nothing in the hereafter except fire. And whatever they used to do there go wasted, and all their deeds become nullified. Don't be one of them people that has wasted his deeds. There was a person and he was walking and he saw this golden brick. And he thought to himself, he started daydreaming. Oh my God, this is a golden brick. I can do a lot of things with this. I can have a bigger house. I can get a good car. I can live a lavish life. I can eat whatever I want. So he started, you know, he was in that mode where he started to daydream. But what did he see? Then he started, when he picked up that brick, he started walking all the way. He started dreaming. And he walked past a graveyard. And he saw a person that was taking some soil from a newly dug grave. And then immediately reality kicked in. And what did reality say to him? That one day when I die, people might steal this earth from my grave as well. So what's the point me loving this world? I do everything in this world and this is what's going to happen to me when I die. You know, we are waking up in the morning with that same thought all the day long. We are working so hard. Yes, work hard just to have a good life in this world, just to have a better life, just to show off in front of people, just to show your neighbors that your house is better than their house, just to show off to your friends that your car is better than their car, just to show off with your family and your relatives that you've got a lot of money in the bank, you can eat a lot of foods. We go every day, we go out to eat, we go on holiday every year. If that is the intention, my dear Islam brothers, then ask yourself, is that is the correct intention? Let me mention to you what Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, he was a Sahabi, he was a rich person, yet his wealth and our wealth, there is a lot of difference. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says in one of his sermons, Allah Azza wa Jal only gave you this world so that you can prepare for the hereafter, and not so that you can get lost in its luxuries. Not get lost in the luxuries of this world. This world was given to you so that you can prepare for the next life. Are we preparing for the next life? You see, many people, you know, Amir al-Sunnah many times has mentioned in his bayans in the Madani Muzakara that our life, it just evolves around money. When we sit down with our family and friends, all we talk about is money. You know, how was your work today? Mara kam ta changa acha, aaj bada acha diyaar lagegi. All we do is just talk about money. We go to sleep, we think about money. We wake up, we all do. All we think, all our day is just spent and going around the money. And he said, further on, he says, indeed, the world will end and the hereafter will always remain. Don't let the ending world make you negligent of the always remaining hereafter. Such beautiful words of wisdom. This world will end one day. Your massive house, your mansion that you have made is going to finish one day. Your life is going to finish one day. You can earn as much money as you can. You know, have you not seen millionaires, billionaires, people, you know, to an extent that even their toilets were made out of gold. Where are them people gone? They've left. Their carpets were woven with gold, gold lining. Where have they gone? They've left this world. You know, their transport was laden with gold and silver and pearls and emeralds. Where are these people? All these people have gone. Further on, he says, don't give this ending world more priority than the always remaining hereafter. Don't give it more priority. It's like, you know, when you're traveling, you must have heard this example many times. You're traveling, Medina is your destination. Why do you want to get off in the train station at London? You don't want to get off in the train station of another place because that's not what your destination is. Your destination is somewhere else. In the same way as Muslims, we believe our destination is not this world. Our destination is the hereafter. Further on, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, because this world will soon be terminated, and indeed you will return to Allah Azza wa Jal. Fear Allah, because this will stop the punishment and is a way of getting closer to Him. Don't look at people with money. Don't look at people who've got a better car than you. Don't look at people who've got a better house than you. Look at a person who is below you. There are millions of people, even now in this time, that are sadly don't get two meals a day. They don't even get one proper meal every day. Think of them people. You are better than millions of people living around the world in poverty. Allah Ta'ala has given you so much. Don't look at people that drive in posh cars. Don't look at people who live in mansions. If they are away from the deen, then these people are not to be envied. Let's just listen to a very beautiful hadith, our daily hadith for today, and then we'll continue as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
It is mentioned in Tirmizi, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The most complete in terms of faith are those who have the best character. And خِيَارُكُمْ, the best among you, are those who are the best with their women, meaning their wives. So for us it's a lesson that if we want to be the best in terms of Iman, in terms of faith, then we have to adopt good character. Our character, our nature, our behavior should reflect the fact that we have adopted good character and learned from the prophetic way. And another reflection of being good or being among the best is that we are good with the women of our household, or in this respect, our the wife. So if a husband is bad to his wife, or does not treat her well in any way, or does not fulfill her right, he cannot be from those who are considered the best among the people. There may be people who are apparently very religious. They have a religious outlook, religious appearance. They seem very good outside, but when they come home, they are completely different people. And it's a lesson for them especially, and for many others generally. Men must learn that true character or good character is seen or reflected outside of the home and within the home as well.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, this was Qamar Madani subhanAllah Azza wa Jal giving his pearls of wisdom, mashallah Azza wa Jal. We have a Muballigh of Dawat Islami with us, mashallah Azza wa Jal, all the way from South Africa, Amiruddin Bhai, mashallah Azza wa Jal. Let's talk to Amiruddin Bhai and discuss about our topic today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Amiruddin Bhai, jazakallah khaira for taking time out and mashallah Azza wa Jal, giving us time in this program. I hope you're okay, mashallah Azza wa Jal.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, with your du'as, alhamdulillah.
Ameen. Ah. Allah Ta'ala bless you and give you barakat, mashallah. Amiruddin Bhai, we're talking about love of this world. You know, I've defined what love of this world is, but we want to hear some Madani pearls from yourself, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Okay. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Okay, love of this world, and this is a common thing, it makes us slaves of this world. In fact, we are all slaves. We are slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal. But many, because of becoming slaves of this world, which in fact makes us slaves of none other than shaitan.
Allah.
Almighty Allah talks in Surah Muhammad, ayat number 25. Says, As-shaytanu thawwala lahum wa amla lahum. And translation from Kanzul Iman, shaitan ne unhe fareb diya aur unhe lambi lambi umeedhe dilayi. That means shaitan has seduced them and given them long hopes. Now shaitan uses different strategies to mislead human beings. His aim is to make us human beings ignore our inner voice and turn away from Allah Azza wa Jal So he makes us become attached to this world, and he makes us neglect matters that will purify our soul and make us get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. As you mentioned in your earlier talk, the Almighty Allah has created us for none but worship. So here Shaitan makes us ignore worship, and he makes the dunya attractive to us.
I mean, sometimes, you know, people, when you talk to them, they'll say, yeah, but we work hard in this world. But how come that is, you know, love of this world when we are working? Them same people will not do the ibadat of Allah, but the shaitan has still instilled in their minds that they are working hard, so they're doing it for the deen.
You see, this is, as I say, a misconception of shaitan. And as you said in the verse, Almighty Allah says, sawwala lahum, that means he makes things that is defective appear attractive, and he makes them attached to the world. And shaitan, the curse, obviously, he excites desire for worldly things. That means things that humans are greedy for, like for wealth, for power. And obviously shaitan uses this to bring them close to him. And then he fans this flame of desire. Now, when a person is caught up in this, he's totally unconcerned about the hereafter. He doesn't worry about accountability. He doesn't worry about his everlasting life. And he denies himself from reaching spiritual heights. Now, I ask myself this question: can a heart travel easily to Allah Azza wa Jal if it is chained by his desires for this dunya? Because our desires are controlled by our nafs, and our lower nafs, that nafs ammari, is controlled by shaitan. So one scholar put it very beautifully. He said, O son of Adam, alayhi salam, sell this world for the hereafter, and you will win both. But if you sell the hereafter for this world, you will lose both, who are obviously chasing this dunya. And they find that they may feel that they are getting something, gaining something, happiness. But you know what Almighty Allah says? Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Indeed, in the remembrance of Allah is chain, peace of mind. Happiness is in remembering of Allah. The one that gives you happiness is Almighty Allah. So how can you, chasing this dunya, ignore Allah and still believe that you are happy? Now, this is another trick of shaitan. He makes you feel that despite you not following Allah, obeying Allah, that you are still happy. That is a false happiness that is instigated by shaitan. It makes you forget that very soon you're going to die. And what did you gain? And this is something Hazrat Fuyad Fuzail bin Iyad, one of the Taba'i saints, he mentioned something very beautiful. He said, somebody asked him, what do you find strangest of all things? He said, the heart that knows Allah but still disobeys him.
Allah
is the strangest thing. If you even read the story of Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyad, he was a person that disobeyed Allah. And what made him a Taba'i saint of very high distinction? He heard this voice, this verse, when he was in the midst of disobeying Allah. And it's a very beautiful verse in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 16. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمْنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَأَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ He said, has the time not come? Imagine, has the time not come for the believers that their hearts must submit to the remembrance of Allah? The time not come. So when this verse entered him, he lost love for dunya. He turned and towards Allah, and he became a very great Taba'i saint.
I mean, any examples that you can give us? You know, it's like sometimes, you know, like you mentioned that the shaitan will deceive you with his tricks. Any examples that you can give us how a person could recognize that he has been deceiving by the shaitan?
Very simple. Take for, as Muslims, we know that missing salah, but like how people take it lightly. You're missing salah for the sake of this dunya. So if you let this preoccupation with your worldly affairs, that means, as you mentioned, a very beautiful verse, that do not, oh, you believe, do not let your wealth and your children distract you and divert you from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And whoever does that are the losers. So this is the trick of shaitan. Patience. He makes you miss your salah, the best mean of connecting with Almighty Allah, and you take it lightly. You don't even feel sorry. You don't even worry about it. So you let this preoccupation of this dunya take you away from Almighty Allah. And now that is the trick of shaitan, and that many of us. Now, if you miss salah and you feel nothing about it. You don't feel hurt about it. That means you are one of the person that Shaitan has got gripped very, very tightly. I'll give an example. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, once it's mentioned that Shaitan made him miss his Fajr Salah. And he cried so much and he asked for forgiveness so much that the next day Shaitan got him up. So Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu got shocked because he recognized Shaitan. He said, since when you became a person to get people up for Salah? He said, no, yesterday because of me, you missed your Salah, you cried so much that Almighty Allah give you more blessing than normal. Now, what does it mean? Look at, he missed one Salah, how much he cried that even Shaitan got shocked that he got more blessing than before. It doesn't mean that we must miss our Salah and read Qadha and get more blessing. Just to show you how much he regretted. And many of us, we don't read Salah, we don't have any regrets at all.
You know, we were in this lockdown, I think you've been through that lockdown as well. I think we're going back into a lockdown again. But the thing is, you know, them same people, you know, in the lockdown, they were saying, yeah, you know, we should go to the masjid. I wish the masajids would be open again. Masjids are open. You know, they're still open now, but we're going back into a lockdown. But sadly, these people could not go back to the masjid. And, you know, now when we're going back into another lockdown, again, you'll see people, you know, desiring, I wish we could go to the masjid. When there was an opportunity, we never did so. So how can we take advantage of this? We're sitting at home, we're in a lockdown. Just a few Madani pearls from yourself.
Okay. The most important Madani pearl is, no matter what you gain in this dunya, that if you lose your relationship with Allah, what can be a greater loss than that?
Allah.
You can possess the greatest amount of wealth. You can become the richest man in the world. You can become the most famous person in the world. But if you, in striving this, you ignore the command of Allah, what have you gained? Imagine the biggest loss you can ever have is to lose Almighty Allah, even Allah, if you gain Allah, the entire world. And remember something, we are born to die. And when you die, you'll be in the grave alone. You'll be questioned alone in the grave, and you'll be questioned alone in the day of judgment. So if you want Almighty Allah to be pleased with you, remember this dunya is a treachery. If you prefer this dunya and you ignore the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you are one of the biggest losers. So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq.
Ameen. Jazakallah Amin Ad-Din Bhai, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you are watching our program Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Our topic that we were discussing, and we got some Madani pearls from Amiruddin Bhai, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, from South Africa. Let's continue with our topic. But before that, inshallah, we've got that beautiful Qasida, Burda Sharif for you. I listened to it last night before I went to sleep, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Now we've woken up. Let's listen to the Qasida, Burda Sharif, and enlighten our iman. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
And blessings countlessly, eternally upon your beloved, the best of creation.
Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini. Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini wal Fariqaini min Urubin wa min Ajami.
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا
آپ ہیں عرب و عجم جن و بشر کے پیشوا
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
محمد از دا Both worlds, both creations.
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creation
and heaven, both groups, Arabs and Ajam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim.
Huwa al-habib alladhi turja shafa'atuhu. Huwa al-habib alladhi turja shafa'atuhu likulli hawlin min al-ahwali muqtahimi.
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا. آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا. ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا. آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
For in every sudden calamity,
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib bika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim.
Ya akramal khalqi mali man aluzu bihi. Ya akramal khalqi mali man aluzu bihi siwaka inda hulul hadith al-amani.
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ. اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ. حادثات عام میں ہے آپ میری تکیہ گاہ.
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
O most noble of creation, I've none to seek refuge.
O most noble of creation, I've none to seek refuge.
In other than you, when universal calamities descend.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib bika khayril khalqi kullihim.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim.
Fa inna min judika ad-dunya wa dharrataha. Fa inna min judika ad-dunya wa dharrataha. من علومك علم اللوح والقلم.
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم. بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم. آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم.
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace.
So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace.
And part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib
بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
By the chosen one, fulfill our wishes. Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one, fulfill our wishes.
And forgive us for what has passed.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله what a beautiful kalam and seriously when I listened to this kalam last night I was smiling all the way through because the Qasida Burda Sharif is one of my beautiful kalams, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And when you listen to it in the English language, MashaAllah, Junaid Sheikh, SubhanAllah, beautifully recited. And MashaAllah, Rukne Shura Abdul Habib bhai reciting it in Arabic. We viral a lot of things. This is something that we need to make it viral. We need to go make it go everywhere so everyone can listen and gain the blessing from that. As you know, the scholars have mentioned that Qasida Burda Sharif, some of the poems, you know, are also given as wazaif to read. Now just imagine your children at home, you know, reading the Qasida Burda Sharif. You go to sleep, you listen to it, you wake up in the morning, during the day. You know, just imagine the blessings that Allah Ta'ala will give you. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's get back to our topic. We've discussed about loving the world, what loving the world is. We heard from the Muballigh of Dawat-e-Islami, you know, about some of the things that we should, as Muslims, you know, we should try to catch ourselves. Do I have the love of this world or not? Now, in the last few minutes, I want to really talk about the Buzurgan-e-Deen, the pious people. You know, they were human beings like us. Yes, they were special people, you know. But the thing is, don't let the shaitan whisper in your mind, yara, oh, ta, aur kisam ne bande san, oh, ta, nek bande san. You know, Alhamdulillah, so they were everything. They were pious people, but they struggled in this world as well, didn't they? The great Buzurg, Sayyiduna Yazid Rakashi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who at the time of his death, he started to cry. And people asked him, why are you crying? And Yazid Raqashi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that I am crying because I would not have the opportunity to again stand in Qiyam during the night, to fast during the day and to attend the gatherings of Zikr. Now just imagine when we are not going to the masjid to offer our salah, when we are not doing the Zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, when you die, all these things will stop for you. You will not be able to get another chance. You won't say that, Ya Allah, I missed out the opportunity. I now realize I've seen what death is. Ya Allah, send me back to the world. We know what the answer is. The answer will be no. So take advantage of this life as we are living in this world. Another Buzurg, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Sayyiduna Amr bin Qais, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he started to cry at the time of his death. And someone asked him, why? What is making you cry? You know, he says, I'm crying on the fasting in the extreme heat and standing for Qiyam in the extreme cold because I would not get the opportunity to perform these worships again. These Buzurg, these pious people are crying at the time of death. Death, why? Because they're going to miss the ibadat that they used to do in the dunya. What do we miss today? Just like that story of the beggar I told you, we don't want to be leaving this world and I'm missing the wealth of this world. As they say, I used to chill out. I used to have fun. You know, I chilled with the boys. I did that. You know, I used to go shopping every time. I had a lot of money. I spent my money on this. Don't ever regret on these kind of things. And for that, we need to make sure that we follow the teachings of the Quran. And what is the life of this world? The reality that Allah Ta'ala mentions. And no doubt the Quran is a source of guidance for me. It is a source of guidance for the whole world. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And this worldly life is nothing but amusement and play. And indeed the abode of the hereafter, only that is definitely the true life. How nice it would have been for them if they knew. Yeah, so a person in the hereafter is the one that we need to strive for. The last verse I want to read in this program today, this verse of the glorious Quran, it reminds you what the life of the hereafter is. And it reminds you how long this world is. Someone asked Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam lived for more than 1,000 years. He did tabligh for more than 950 years. So someone asked him, O Prophet of Allah, how did you find the life of the world? And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, I found it as if I enter through one door of a house and then I walk through out of the other door. That's the life of this world. And he stayed for more than 1,000 years. How long are we going to live? 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200 years. That is it. I've never heard of anyone living more than 100 above in the later years. I haven't heard of many people. And this is the life of this world. My dear Islam brothers, let me just read the translation of this verse. Allah Ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran, enjoyment of this world is a little, and the hereafter is better for those who fear Allah, and you will not get wronged even as much as a single thread. I will talk about this verse. We've got a very beautiful package to show you, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about this as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Shaykh Sabit Bunani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to complete the recitation of the Holy Quran once every day. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would always observe fast during the day. He would always offer 2 rakat of nafil, salah in every masjid he passed by, revealing the blessings bestowed upon him. He says, I have completed the recitation of entire Holy Quran and I have wept in the court of my Rabb Azza wa Jal, next to each and every pillar of the Jamia Masjid. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had exceptional love for Salah and for the recitation of Holy Quran, and the extent of the blessings upon him is coveted. Consequently, after his passing away, during the burial, suddenly a brick slipped and fell into the grave. When some people leaned in to pick up the brick, they were amazed to see that the Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was standing in his grave and offering his salah. When his family members were asked about that, his respected daughter said, my honorable father, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, will make the following supplication every day. O Allah Azza wa Jal, if you grant anybody the blessings of offering salah in his grave after death, then privilege me too with such a blessing. It is reported that whenever people will pass close by the blessed tomb of the Shaykh, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, they will hear utterance of the recitation of the Holy Quran coming from inside the blessed grave. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful reminder by Muballigh-e Dawat Islami that we need to have that love for the Quran. Sayyiduna Thabit Bonani rahmatullahi ta'ala, that great saint of Allah azza wa jal, that people could hear him reciting the glorious Quran inside the grave. But Islam brothers, within our last 10 minutes of the program, we've heard a lot about love of this world. Now let me just please reiterate and let me just mention to you again, it doesn't mean that we pack our bags up and we go to the jungle. Yeah, cholo cholo utho ji jungle jula Allah ni ibadat karan. It doesn't mean that. It never ever, the scholars never say that, that you leave this world, you go into a jungle. Yes, people have been, they have been living in the jungle. We heard about Sayyiduna Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu staying in the jungle for so many years, doing the zikr of Allah, ibadat of Allah. It's hard for us, yeah? We live in a modern time now. There's not even any jungles around this area anyway. Very, very, very far. But that doesn't mean that we leave everything and we go to the jungle. What it does mean is that you sit back and you think what your life is. Where am I heading? Just sometimes sit back. You know, we're very, very busy. You know, we're going round in circles. Calm, calm, calm. Work, work, work. Sit back, relax, have a deep breath and ask yourself, where am I going? You know, am I doing anything for the hereafter? If not, start to prepare yourself. You know, we've heard about the reminder of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, these reminders have been given to us many, many times. Look at yourself. Have you read the Quran? If you don't read the Quran, do you not think that it's about time that we read the Quran now? That is the word of Allah Ta'ala. We haven't read it for so many years and months. Now it's time to read the Quran. You know, even Islamic brothers who are watching at home, Islamic sisters as well. You know, sadly, there are so many who will be watching films and dramas at home. Do you not think that it's time for us to grow out of them now? Yara, theek hai. You know, we watch them, do tawbah in the court of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is merciful. He will forgive you. Choro drama ki, choro news. And so many people have been watching even the news and they've gone doola rahi hai ki, ki mano paagal hogi duniya. People are scared. What's going to happen? You know, is the world going to collapse? What's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen. If you are still alive, you still have the opportunity to do tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Your salah, your ibadat, you know, try to read your namaz. And I ask this, so many people, your qazai umri, make sure you offer your qazai umri. You know, if you're free, if you're in a lockdown, if you're at home, whatever time you get, shall try to make, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the app of Dawat Islami has got your qazai umri. And we mentioned this before in the program as well. Is it not about time that we really took, you know, to some steps forward? Tika, we listen to it from one ear, take it out of the other ear. Don't do that. Life is very, very short. And we need to understand, if we don't take this seriously, you're not going to be getting another life. I've got a very beautiful promo that I want to show you. And this is the last of the program. And then we'll go into the final remarks, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Knowledge is light, may Dawat Islami be glorious in every corner of the world. For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you, Allah. We love Madani Channel, we love Madani Channel. Do make the children watch Madani Channel every day, so that they learn the knowledge of Islam from now. We love Madani Channel, we love Madani Channel. I will reach out to people all over the world to spread the sunnah. Jo bimar aaye shifa pa ke jaye.
MashaAllah Azawajal, another beautiful reminder for us that how we should give our wealth in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now let's come to the conclusion. You know, we've heard 1.5 hour nearly, we've been talking about love of this world. How can we get rid of love of this world? How can we make our hereafter a better place? How can we enjoy life in this world? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami is here for you. You know, I came into Dawat Islami back in 2000. And to be honest with you, and this is not because I'm a part of Dawat Islami. You know, Allah ka shukar, Alhamdulillah, I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He has given me a lot of respect. And Allah Ta'ala has given me an opportunity so that I can change myself and I could try to change other people as well. This is what Dawat Islami is about. Don't look at Dawat Islami from a distance. Come close to Dawat Islami. See what Dawat Islami can offer you. There's 108 plus departments of Dawat Islami where you can, you know, try to help and make your life a better life as well. Dawat Islami, you have Madrasatul Madina Balighan. If you don't know how to read the Quran, without being shy, without, you know, hiding yourself, come forward. Inshallah, Azawajal, there are Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters who are willing to teach you free of charge the glorious Quran. Yeah, people charge money, but inshallah, Azawajal, Islamic brothers, your local brothers, and if you can't go out anywhere, stay in your home. You've got a laptop, you've got a mobile phone. We'll teach you, inshallah, Azawajal, Madani Qaida, the Quran, inshallah, Azawajal, on your computer, through social media. Inshallah, Azawajal, try to log in. There's only a small fee for that, just to cover our costs. But inshallah, Azawajal, you can learn the Quran. And then, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, just think to yourself, you know, we are alive here, we're gone tomorrow. What's going to happen to our children if I don't accept, you know, if I don't follow Islam? And to be honest with you, you know, I've been, because of the Madani work, I've been to many homes. And sometimes when you go to a person's house, it breaks your heart. Looking at the children, looking at the way they behave themselves, you know, astaghfirullah, sometimes there's an environment where no one is acting upon the deen. You know, even the parents are away from the deen, even the children are away from the deen. And then what do we ask for? Taweez, my son is not good to me, he doesn't listen to me, disobedient to me. The best thing we can do is make a good environment at home. Aaj toba kare, make toba today. That from now on, inshallah, we're not going to watch any dramas. We're not going to watch movies. What we are going to watch is we're going to watch Madani channel. Every program that you watch of Madani channel, I guarantee you, you will learn. And inshallah, so you will make a life better for yourself. So please, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, take advantage of this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, the weekly ijtimas, once they are open, try attending the weekly ijtimas. Brothers have their own ijtimas, sisters have their own weekly gatherings. Madrasatul Madina Balighan, online Madrasatul Madina. And there are so many courses run by the online Madrasatul Madina. There's more than 30 courses that are running. So please, this is an opportunity for us. When you die, you know, there was yesterday, I think, a day before, a Muballigh of Dawat Islami, a Qari of Madrasatul Madina, he passed away and he had a big smile on his face. And that is what you need to do. When you were born, you were crying, everyone was smiling. Now, when you leave this world, leave a smile on your face and leave everyone crying so that people know that you've left this world with a smile. With the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Ta'ala reward us and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us. Jazakallah khaira for watching. May Allah Ta'ala bless you all. Take care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end. And the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end. And the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.